So, you know, you walk in and the bat key.
In the basement of one Tonawanda home, Phil Aguglia, Ken Moriest music teacher and founder of Pagu Batons, works at perfecting a custom baton. Aguglia has become one of the world's most sought-after baton makers.
In the same shop here as you stand here, I've had the musical director for the Bayreuth Symphony and conductor of the South Korean Metropolitan Opera with his translator, and conductor of the Symphony of Puerto Rico, and on and on and on. It's kind of mind-boggling the amount of people that have flown into Buffalo to get fitted for batons and then fly out.
When you see the conductor on a stage in front of the orchestra, it may look like just a stick, but Aguglia says there's much more to it.
I've always contended the baton is your instrument. If you're a conductor, the baton is your instrument. If you're using a baton that's too short for you, you're going to end up using a lot of forearm to compensate. If you're using a baton that's too long for you, you're using a lot of shoulder to compensate. So how do we balance those two? How do we reconcile that so that you're not putting tension in the wrong spot? That's what I'm trying to do.
There's a science to all of it. There's the grip and fit of the handle, the length of the stick, the balance point of the baton that gives the perception of being heavy or light, dead or responsive. Aguglia himself needed shoulder surgery at one point due to the stress from conducting. He says with the right batons and growth as an educator, he hasn't needed any follow-up surgeries.
Because if you can find the right balance, it should be an extension of your arm, not something you're wielding. It's not a sword.
Aguglia started making batons for his first big-name conductor in 2007, the BPO's own Joanne Folletta. Fast forward 13 years, he's made a baton for the first ever woman conductor at the Oscars, Emer Noon.
I remember being in December, I get this phone call from a woman with a thick Irish accent, and it took me a minute to adjust my ears. She spent a good hour giving me her resume and telling me what she does, you know, conductor of Zelda. Video games live, all these things that she's doing all over the world.
Noon has also done work for internationally popular games like Overwatch, Hearthstone, and Diablo 3. She's one of the most respected conductors and composers in her field.
She sent me videos of her in different countries talking about her baton and how precious her baton is and who makes it. I mean, who does that? That's wonderful, right? And her signature baton actually says Wake the Winds. It's her tossed to the Wind Waker from The Legend of Zelda. And you know, she could have just put her own name on it. She didn't. She put that Wake the Winds, EN.
Aguglia says he's still learning how to improve his craft in his efforts to aid a conductor's expressive, subtle gestures.
And some will say, well, who's really watching you to begin with? Well, you do find a lot of people do watch. It's amazing. My high school kids watch really well. They know when I make a mistake. It's amazing. Maybe at a higher level they watch less because they feel more. I don't know, but for me to feel expressive and to feel like I'm part of the music-making process, I need to have that.
The baton is a small but impactful tool. Aguglia calls it the conductor's instrument, and this year, an instrument of his own creation will be played at the Oscars. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.